Today is March the 30th. Today, we see the land divided up. Today, as you read through the Bible in a year, please read Joshua chapters 18 through 20. Joshua has been dividing up the land among the several tribes. He finishes that here in chapter 20. The land is divided up among the several tribes. I'll just remind you that each individual tribe did not have to defeat an alliance of the city-states that they were conquering. Instead, they simply took over city after city, as we'll find in the book of Judges. Some do, some don't. Borders are set to divide the tribes. Enjoy today as you read Joshua chapters 18 through 20.
Now that the land was under Israelite control, the entire community of Israel gathered at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle. But there remained seven tribes who had not yet been allotted their grants of land. Then Joshua asked them, "How long are you going to wait before taking possession of the remaining land the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has given you? Select three men from each tribe, and I will send them out to explore the land and map it out. They will then return to me with a written report of their proposed divisions of their new homeland. Let them divide the land into seven sections, excluding Judah's territory in the south and Joseph's territory in the north. And when you record the seven divisions of the land and bring them to me, I will cast sacred lots in the presence of the Lord our God and assign land to each tribe. The Levites, however, will not receive any allotment of land. Their role as priests of the Lord is their allotment. And the tribes of Gad, Reuben, and the half-tribe of Manasseh won't receive any more land, for they have already received their grant of land, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave them on the east side of the Jordan River." As the men started on their way to map out the land, Joshua commanded them, "Go and explore the land and write a description of it. Then return to me, and I will assign the land to the tribes by casting sacred lots here in the presence of the Lord at Shiloh." The men did as they were told and mapped the entire territory into seven sections, listing the towns in each section. They made a written record and then returned to Joshua in the camp at Shiloh. And there at Shiloh, Joshua cast sacred lots in the presence of the Lord and determined which tribe should have each section. The first allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Benjamin. It lay between the territory assigned to the tribes of Judah and Joseph. The northern boundary of Benjamin's land began at the Jordan River, went north to the slope of Jericho, and west through the hill country and the wilderness of Beth Avon. From there, the boundary went south to Luz, that is, Bethel, and proceeded down Ataroth Ader on the hill that lies south of lower Beth Horon. The boundary then made a turn and swung south along the western edge of the hill facing Beth Horon, ending at the village of Kiriath Baal, that is Kiriath Jearim, a town belonging to the tribe of Judah. This was the western boundary. The southern boundary began at the outskirts of Kiriath Jearim. From that western point it ran to the springs at the waters of Nephtoah, and down to the base of the valley of Ben Hinnom, at the northern end of the valley of Rephaim. From there it went down the valley of Hinnom, crossing south of the slope where the Jebusites lived, and continued down to En-Rogel. From En-Rogel, the boundary proceeded in a northerly direction and came to En-Shemesh, and on to Gileath, which is across from the slopes of Aduma. Then it went down to the Stone of Bohan. Bohan was Reuben's son. From there it passed along the north side of the slope, overlooking the Jordan Valley. The border then went down into the valley, ran past the north slope of Beth Hogla, and ended at the north bay of the Dead Sea, which is the southern end of the Jordan River. This was a southern boundary. The eastern boundary was the Jordan River. These were the boundaries of the homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Benjamin. These were the towns given to the clans of the tribe of Benjamin: Jericho, Beth Hogla, Emek Kizis, Beth Araba, Zimraim, Bethel, Avim, Para, Ophrah, Kephar Ammoni, Ophni, and Geba, 12 towns with their surrounding villages, also Gibeon, Ramah, Beeroth, Mizpah, Kephira, Moza, Rechem, Irpeel, Terala, Zela, Helpha, the Jebus town, that is Jerusalem, Gibeah and Kiriath Jearim, 14 towns with their surrounding villages. This was the homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Benjamin. The second allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Simeon. Their homeland was surrounded by Judah's territory. Simeon's homeland included Beersheba, Sheba, Moleda, Hazar Shul, Bela, Ezim, Eltilad, Beth-Huel, Horma, Ziklag, Bech-Machoboth, Hazar Susa, Beth-Lebeoth, and Sheruan, 13 towns with their surrounding villages. It also included Ain, Rimmon, Ether, and Ashen, 4 towns with their villages, including all the surrounding villages as far south as Baalith-Beer, also known as Ramah of the Negev. This was a homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Simeon. Their allocations of land come from part of what had been given to Judah because Judah's territory was too large for them. So the tribe of Simeon received an allocation within the territory of Judah. The third allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Zebulun. The boundary of Zebulun's homeland started at Sarid. From there it went west, going past Marala, touching Dabesheth, and proceeding to the brook east of Jokneham. In the other direction, the boundary went east from Sarid to the border of Kisloth Tabor, and from there to Deborah and up to Japhia. Then it continued east to Gath-Hepher, Ephkazin, and Rimmon, and turned toward Nea. The northern boundary of Zebulun passed Hamathon and ended in the valley of Ithtael. The towns in these areas included Kata, Nahala, Shimron, Idalah, and Bethlehem, 12 towns with their surrounding villages. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Zebulun included these towns and their surrounding villages. The fourth allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Issachar. Its boundaries included the following towns: Jezreel, Kasulith, Shunem, Hapharaim, Shion, Anaaroth, Rabbath, Kishion, Ebez, Remeth, Enganim, Enhana, and Beth-Peez. The boundary also touched Tabor, Shehazamah, and Beth-Shemesh, ending at the Jordan River, 16 towns with their surrounding villages. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Issachar included these towns and their surrounding villages. The fifth allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Asher. The boundaries included these towns: Helkath, Halai, Beten, Akshaph, Elamelech, Amad, and Mishal. The boundary on the west touched Carmel and Shihor Libnath. Then it turned east toward Beth Dagon and ran as far as Zebulun in the valley of Ithtael, going north to Beth Emek and Nahil. It then continued north to Cable, Abdon, Rehob, Hammon, Cana, and as far as Greater Sidon. Then the boundary turned toward Ramah and the fortress of Tyre, where it turned towards Hosha and came to the Mediterranean Sea. The territory also included Mehibel, Aksib, Oma, Aphek, and Rehob, 22 towns with their surrounding villages. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Asher included these towns and their surrounding villages. The sixth allotment of land went to the clans of Naphtali. Its boundaries ran from Heleph, from the Oak of Zaanim, and extended across to Adami Nekeb, Jabneel, and as far as Lakum, ending at the Jordan River. The western boundary ran past Asnath Tabor, and then to Hukok, and touched the border of Zebulun in the south, the border of Asher on the west, and the Jordan River on the east. The fortified towns included in this territory were Zittim, Zer, Hamath, Rakith, Kinrith, Adama, Ramah, Hazor, Kedesh, Edrei, Enhazor, Yarun, Magdael, Horam, Beth-Anith, and Beth Shemesh, 19 towns with their surrounding villages. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Naphtali included these towns and their surrounding villages. The seventh allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Dan. The land allocated as their homeland included the following towns: Zora, Eshtael, Ir Shemesh, Shealaban, Ajalon, Ithla, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Eltika, Gibeathon, Baalath, Jehud, Ben-Abirak, Gath-Rimmon, Mijarkin, Rakon, and the territory across from Joppa. But the tribe of Dan had trouble taking possession of their land, so they attacked the town of Laish. They captured it, slaughtered its people, and settled there. They renamed the town Dan after their ancestor. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Dan included these towns and their surrounding villages. After all the land was divided among the tribes, the Israelites gave a piece of land to Joshua as his allocation, for the Lord had said he could have any town he wanted. He chose Timnath-Serah in the hill country of Ephraim. He rebuilt the town and lived there. These are the territories that Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the tribal leaders allocated as grants of land to the tribes of Israel by casting sacred lots in the presence of the Lord at the entrance of the tabernacle at Shiloh. So the division of the land was completed. The Lord said to Joshua, "Now tell the Israelites to designate the cities of refuge, as I instructed Moses. If anyone kills another person accidentally and unintentionally, can run to one of these cities. They will be places of refuge from relatives seeking revenge for the person who is killed. Upon reaching one of these cities, the one who caused the death will appear before the elders at the city gate and present his case. They must allow him to enter the city and give him a place to live among them. If the relatives of the victim come to avenge the killing, the leaders must not release the slayer to them, for he killed the other person unintentionally and without previous hostility. But the slayer must stay in that city and be tried by the local assembly, which will render a judgment, and he must continue to live in that city until the death of the high priest who was in office at the time of the accident. After that, he is free to return to his own home in the town from which he fled." The following cities were designated as cities of refuge: Kadesh of Galilee in the hill country of Naphtali, Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah. On the east side of the Jordan River, across from Jericho, the following cities were designated: Bezer in the wilderness plain of the tribe of Reuben, Ramoth in Gilead in the territory of the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan in the land of the tribe of Manasseh. These cities were set apart for all the Israelites as well as the foreigners living among them. Anyone who accidentally killed another person could take refuge in one of these cities. In this way, they could escape being killed in revenge prior to standing trial before the local assembly.
Scripture reading from the New Living Translation by Emily Herrera. Like, follow, and subscribe to this devotional on whatever platform you use to listen to it. Email your questions to us at questions@becomehope.com. Tomorrow, we'll return to the book of Job. If you live in the Greenwood, Indiana area and you're looking for a church, please come and visit us at New Hope Church. We're at 5307 West Fairview Road. Our Sunday morning service begins at 10 a.m. I look forward to seeing you there tomorrow.